Great interview. Thanks, Andrea. With Sue. Suzanne, what I loved about Sue, are you still in church or have you gone to Kids Zone? What I love about Sue is her passion. Just the passion that comes out from Sue, like it's just like, oh, it was. She was almost stumped by the question, what do you mean, how long does it take to prepare? It's kind of like, I enjoy it. That's the idea. Serving God, you can find a fit. God loves it when we find where we fit. And so there's going to be a booth in the foyer. Not only are we going to fill in forms, but there's going to be a booth just as we leave as well this morning for the next two Sundays where you can join a connect group. If you're not in a connect group, see Avena. Or if you're a lead, there's going to be leaders out there. And so we want to capture you because we know it's going to be your best life when you not only are connected to God's house, but you belong. And so serving God is for everyone. Turn to your neighbor and say, serving God is for you. As young or old as you are this morning, you can serve in a capacity in church. You can serve somewhere. And so let me put up this passage of scripture, 1 Corinthians 3, 5 to 6. We are simply God's servants. Each one of us does the work which the Lord gave him to do. I planted the seed, Apollos watered the seed, but it was God who made the plant grow. All we need to do is put our hand up and say, I can do something, whatever it is. God does the rest. Serving is for everyone. And so we do our part, and God does the growing. And what this means is you don't have to be extraordinary. You don't have to be, I don't have to be super pastor. We are all ordinary people and God makes things extraordinary. The Bible says if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. You are good enough. There's no one in this room that's not good enough for God. So you're good enough. Great churches are those that have average people doing average activities in order to get extraordinary results. Let me just illustrate this with a business concept. McDonald's restaurants employ high school children. I happen to have a couple of high school children living at home. I know what they're like. I know what their habits are like. And yet McDonald's is one of the most successful businesses on the whole planet. And they employ pretty ordinary teenagers, particularly in adult land. Someone's got to agree with me on this. So the point is that ordinary people do get things done. So accept your assignment. Point one, accept your assignment. If you don't know where to serve, just find something and start. Just accept your assignment from God that you can serve. Great churches are those that have average people, like I was saying, doing great things. And we were put on earth to make a huge contribution. And it's not a massive deal in so many ways because we do it together. We were not created just to consume resources. We weren't created to eat, breathe, and take up space. Good God designed us to make a difference with our life. We were made to add to life on earth. God wants us to give something back. From the Message Bible, John 17:4, I glorified you on earth by completing down to the last detail what you assigned me to do. Wow. There's going to be a time where God asks us these questions and John's able to say, I completed down to the last assignment. So you were created to serve God. Ephesians says that we were created for a life of good deeds. And whenever you serve others in any way, you are serving God. You're fulfilling one of your purposes in life. You were saved to serve God. I remember when I was 11 years old and I made a decision for Christ at a church north of the river many years ago. Yes, I'm older now. Much older. My kids remind me of it all the time. I'm 50 next year. I know I don't look it, but hey. Don't know where that came from, but anyhow, we'll move on, shall we? But I remember I'd made a decision for Christ at 11 years of age. I don't know why it sticks in my memory. I think it's because of this reason. I made a decision and I got home. And Mum, in those days, we were from an English background. She'd always do a cooked lunch after church. And I remember for the first time saying, "I'll wash up." Mum looked at me like, "What? You're going to do what?" Something happens when we are united with the Spirit of Christ. You know your place and purpose. You know you're part of a family. And you know that part of belonging is serving in the house of God. Serving wherever you are, wherever you're about. You were created and saved to serve God. It is He who saved us from this holy work, not because we deserved it, but because that was His plan. You're not saved by service. There's a lot of religious people in the world that think if we do this and do that good thing, you're not saved by service. But you are saved for service. And in God's kingdom, you have a place, a purpose, a role, and a function to fulfill. I remember I was talking with the leaders about this last month. And Andrew and I were just married. And Pastor John Finkelde, who some of you know, this is the church that we planted out from 17 years ago now. But it was before, way before that. And I was in my 20s. And Pastor, I'd actually been serving. I actually given up work one day a week to serve in the church. And just not sure what I wanted to do, but felt like there was a ministry opportunity down the track. And I'd been serving for quite a number of years, just one day a week. And Andrew and I had agreed to do that together. And John said, "Would you run this Connect group?" And then he said, "We're going through too many leaders in this group. It's a hard group." I go, "Oh, thanks, John." They were a difficult group. They were all, could have been my dad. And they'd had some issues and some arguments. And so John said, "I think you can do it, Nigel." And so Andrew and I said, "Yeah, all right." I just decided a long time ago that I'd just do the things that my leadership asked me to do. You know what? It served me well all my life. When you're serving God's house, you just say, "You know what? I can do that for you, Nigel. I can do that for you, Pastor John. I can do that." You know what happened? Became one of the most, it wasn't me, it wasn't Andrea. It became one of the, we had to, the room got too full. We got over 30 people in this Connect group. We had to multiply the group a few times over. And some of those people are still my friends. But more than that, what also happened was that when I went to Bible college a few years later, one of those guys actually gave me about 2 years' work so that I could do college, and he paid me well. God knows when you serve Him what can happen as a result. I wasn't sure I could do it, but God had it all sorted how it was going to work out. God paid a price for you. So use your body to honor God. 1 Corinthians 6:20. We don't serve God out of guilt or fear. We don't serve God out of duty, but out of joy. We serve God out of what He has done for us already. God loved us so much. God died on the cross for us. God cared for us. And the least we can do is give something back in honor of what He's done for us. He's given us our entire life. Romans 12:1, because of God's great mercy, offer yourselves as living sacrifices to God, dedicated to His service. When Peter's sick mother-in-law and Jesus was walking around as He did, and He came to Peter's mother-in-law's house, and she was highly in a high fever. Jesus laid hands on Peter's sick mother-in-law, and immediately she was healed. The very next thing she did, you can read it for yourselves, I've got the scripture, Matthew 8:15, she went and prepared a meal for Jesus. See, this is what we are to do. We are healed to help others. We have our new life to help others. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are saved to serve, not to sit around and wait for heaven. And so we've got to accept our assignment. You're going to give your life for something? What will it be? A career? A sport? A hobby? Wealth? None of these things have lasting significance. It is through ministry that we discover the meaning of our lives. The Bible says each of us finds our meaning and function as part of his body. So accept your assignment. Get involved today. We're going to do this in a few minutes' time. But second, God shapes you for ministry. God shapes you for ministry. I love the way Susan Patar has gathered so many of the African people in our church. It's just her shape. She gathers people together and they have a connect group together. You know, we've all got something that we can give out of. Accept your assignment. So God shaped for you. A spiritual gift, 1 Corinthians 12:7. A spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. So when we use our gifts together, we all benefit. If others don't use their gifts, you get cheated. And if you don't use your gifts, you get cheated. The best advice I can give you today when deciding to serve is to listen to your heart. Proverbs 27:19 says this, as a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the person. Your heart reveals the real you, not what others think or what circumstances have forced you to be. What's in your heart? What can you start with? What do you think you could handle? You've got something that you can give, and every one of us can be blessed by it. We heard of Susan talking this morning about how she came in and said, well, I better come into church because my four kids are in there. She found purpose. Repeatedly, the Bible says, serve the Lord with all your heart. God wants you to serve him passionately. And when you are doing what you love to do, it actually comes easily because you're enthusiastic. No one has to motivate you or challenge you. You don't need rewards or applause or payment because you love what you do. So when you serve God from your heart, your effectiveness is increased. And whenever you do what God has wired you to do, you get good at it. Passion drives perfection. If you don't care about a task, it is unlikely that you'll excel at it. But if you don't know what to do, like I've said before, the best thing you can ever do is just to start somewhere and adjust along the way. Proverbs 15:16, a simple life in the fear of God is better than a rich life with a ton of headaches. So don't just settle for achieving the good life. For the good life is not really good enough. Ultimately, it doesn't satisfy. So you can have a lot to live on and still have nothing to live for. Aim for the better life. Come on, church, together we can aim for the best life possible. The best life possible is serving and having our purposes fulfilled, getting into a connect group, helping with a connect group, being involved in one of the multiple ministries, which you'll see in a moment on a card that we're going to display for you. God's got a shape for you. Find your shape. Thirdly, only you can be you. Psalm 139:13 in the Message says this, you shape me first inside, then out. You form me in my mother's womb. God designed each of us. There's no duplication in the world. That's pretty cool, isn't it? None of us are exactly the same. No one has the exact same mix of factors that make you unique. And that means no one else on earth will ever be able to play the role God planned for you. If you don't make your unique contribution to the body of Christ, it won't be made. And when we belong to God, we belong to His family. And one of the ways we belong is through our service to His family. And God adds to our service and the church grows healthy and strong. And sometimes you've just got to do what you need to do. There's things that's got to get done sometimes. Sometimes we're having a meeting, there's chairs to be cleaned up. There's things to do. We're pitching. But what a difference it is when everyone is serving. What a difference it makes when everyone in church is serving. Can you imagine the passion level? Every ability we have can be used for God's glory. Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 12:6, there are different abilities to perform service, but the same God gives ability to all for their particular service. So God has a place in His church where your specialties can shine and you can make a difference. It's up to you to find that place. Make your goal to be a kingdom builder with the talents God has given you. Be generous with your time, with your money, your abilities. Because this is the will of God for your life. We have a process of discipleship in our church called Connect, Belong, Grow and Build. Every day I try to get closer to God. That's our mission in life. To get closer to God. If we love Him with all our heart. And so Connect is... you're just starting to get connected. You might attend a Connect group. But then there's Belong. That's when you go from the fringes, from the fence, and you actually say, you know what, I'm gonna own in. It's like in any organization, it's like in anything that we do in this earth. When you own in, you start to serve in that area. You start to make yourself available to be able to help to build that organization. You start to say, well, what can I do to input so that things can go from strength to strength? I can be valuable. God wants us to be valuable for Him. Thirdly, we grow. We grow in those roles, like we've heard from Suzanne this morning. We grow in God through doing our role and serving. And fourthly, we're still serving, but we become builders of God's house. We're actually, we're wanting to know, how can I help create new avenues of service? How can I'm gonna lead an area of the church. I can see what God has for me so clearly now. But some of us won't be at that position. The best thing we can do is just put our hand up and go, you know what, I can start somewhere. What I am able to do, God wants me to do. You are the only person on earth who can use your abilities. No one else can play your role. They don't have your unique shape that God has given you. God loves variety. Just have a quick look around church. God loves variety. God loves it. God works through different people in different ways, but it is the same God who achieves His purposes through them all. So today, accept your assignment. God has shaped you for a role, and only you can be you, but together we can make a vast difference. Together, the church can go from strength to strength. Together, as we build God's church through our serving, through our giving, through our belonging, there can be so much more that God has for us. So why don't we give out the forms? I'd love every person, please, can we fill out a form? There's a yellow one that says serving God is for everyone. So even if you're serving already, please fill in this form. I know there's a lot on the blue forms, but that's great. Take your time. I know some of you want to look at that and go, what do I want to do? Thank you. Okay, so what we're going to do now It's for this week and next week. Is the leaders can move. So those people that I've talked to, those ones that are to go and stand behind the desk, this is another opportunity. So you've filled in your form. And now you go, okay, I'd like to talk to someone in that area about the role I can play. They're available right now to do that with you. So that's what's going to happen right now. But let's just pray and thank God for today. And then you, on your way out, if you want to change roles or you want to start serving, you can do that where these people are here to help. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your house. I thank you, Lord, that today is a great day, Father, of owning into your vision and purpose for our lives. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us will grow and build great lives for you. In Jesus' precious name. People of God said, God bless you guys. Have a great morning.